be quite honest, I do work, I do make my own money. I'm very comfortable with the money I make. A man can walk into my life and walk out and not have any, like, not leave me feeling like, shake anything for me. So if a nigga wants to give me money, you can honestly give me what you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's your hard work, and I'd appreciate that. Oh, my baby's spoiling me.
Mm. It's 2000, fine.
I saw the kiss and I might as well. One thing, I think the baby. So someone's only fine, but it's
me. But you said, but did you not say what is comfortable? you see, you're capping. You see?
This is what we're here for. It's the Altino podcast.
I'm gonna need everybody in the room to make some noise for the multi award winning, okay, digital entrepreneur, Mihlali.
Thank you.
How are you, Mihlali?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I met you like officially. Had our first conversation like probably like a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
I must say, I was pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Did you say but?
Bye. No, I want to know what you were pleasantly surprised by.
I don't think your public persona is an accurate reflection of the person that you are.
Okay.
You know, I thought you were like really down to earth. You had a good vibe about you. We had like a very long conversation,
mm-hmm.
and I asked you to pull up to the podcast. And our conversations leading up to the podcast, I realized like you're a professional girl, except for today. But you're a very professional girl. You're about your business,
yeah.
and I see why you are doing so well when it comes
to your
business.
Thank you so much.
Shout out to you on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Our guest just celebrated a month of sobriety.
Yeah, boy.
Make some noise for her one more time, actually. What made you take that decision to actually quit alcohol?
You know what? Alcohol doesn't contribute anything to my life. I had to have a conversation with myself because I felt like after lockdown,
mm-hmm.
I personally, and I've had similar conversations with other people where we normalized irresponsible behavior. Like lockdown, you had nothing to do. You could open a bottle of wine on a Wednesday
mm-hmm.
from lunchtime and just drink until you go to bed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I unfortunately carried that pattern into now post-lockdown where it's like, okay, girl, you need to handle your business. But now you're waking up hungover during the week. Mm-hmm. For me, that made no sense for my productivity. It made no sense for my business goals. It also made no sense for my overall health and just my mental health. So that's when I was like, actually, this alcohol thing is not worth it. I think even if I don't quit forever, I mean, I obviously have a goal to hopefully leave alcohol forever, if not for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But should I go back, at least I can go back knowing that I have the discipline and I've sort of adopted healthier habits when it comes to drinking.
That's true. A lot of people make the wrong decisions when they drink.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
Usually when people quit alcohol, it's because they did some shit that was like really bad. Like, what? I took it too far. I'm quitting. Look at her face. What did you do, Michelle?
I'm not going to get into that.
Is it that bad?
No, it's not that bad. But like, you know, you just start embarrassing yourself when you're naked. I was like, mm-mm. And you know, I never had the habit of blacking out. Sana, I started blacking out recently. That's when I was like, like passing out.
Uh-huh.
I would be like, I'm a functioning drunk. So I can be very lit.
Listen to that. I'm a functioning drunk.
No, honestly, I can get lit and people will be like, no, but you seemed fine. And then now I have so much anxiety because I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I say?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do? Because at some point, I just go, so that's when I was like, no, mama, this is not for you.
Yeah, I can respect that.
Yeah.
I also want to quit alcohol. Like, so what are the steps, like, I should take to, like, Because, like, going to a party, literally, that is... I don't drink during the week.
Yeah.
Unless I'm shooting a podcast. But, like, going to a party and not drinking is, like, the worst. It's like, you realize how much people are so loud. You realize how much people are all in your ear and irritating. Yeah. Have you been to a club?
Like, I have. I had my first gig at... I don't know if I can say the space.
No, you can.
I went to Gonga. Mm-hmm. I actually had so much fun, hey?
Without alcohol.
I had a blast. I had so much fun. I think also it's important to be around people that you genuinely enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously limit people's access to you.
Like when I met you.
Yeah.
And I realized you far from what your public perception is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel there are other misconceptions about you?
If you poke a bear, at some point it's going to react, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I am a very much... There's only so much I can tolerate. So it's in a lot of cases where I've been taken as outspoken or like she's a snapback queen, there was a reason as to why I said what I said. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because very often, like when you're quiet for very long, people start to think that you're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, so at some point I did respond to things, but at the same time, right now, that's not the wavelength I'm on. That's not the energy I have. Obviously, there are certain things that I do need to address now and again when I do feel like it's necessary, mm-hmm. but I always try to do it in the most graceful manner because I also feel like when you get riled up, then you're sort of giving people the satisfaction of knowing that they got to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't think I'm a rude person. I don't think my persona online is any different from I am in real life. Like, if you do rub me out the wrong way, I'm going to let you know that it offended me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, this is who I am. Like, I'm a sweetheart, I'm a softie, but I also do have a God. I also have feelings, you know?
You don't do podcasts much. So today, I really want to start at the beginning. We want to get to know Mahlali. We want to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
Let's start in the beginning, basically. Yes. You grew up in... KwaZulu-Natal, right?
Yes. Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal. KwaZulu-Natal, but it was born at Eastern Cape then. Mm-hmm.
You grew up there. How was like your family dynamic?
Growing up, my childhood was great. I don't remember some parts of it, but I do have generally a great memory of my upbringing. I went to a very small school, a great school, actually. Like, shout out to my family for working hard to put me through good schools.
Mm-hmm.
I lived with my grandmother. So my mom had me in her final year of her university.
Mm-hmm.
So I did spend the first, I think, 2 years of my life with my mom. And then I was moved back home to my grand's house.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom can complete her studies and start her business and establish herself. So, growing up was great. I grew up with cousins. I have my cousin Niza, who's like my sister. A lot of those who watch my YouTube content and follow me on Instagram are familiar with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to say. Like, my childhood was good, you know?
It was good. Did you grow up with your mother and your father there?
No, I had my mom only. My dad was there for the beginning part of my childhood, but my parents broke up. And then my dad got a work opportunity abroad. So he moved to the UK when I was very, very young.
Oh.
Yeah, like, so he lived in the UK for a good 20-something years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you never actually grew up around him?
No, I never grew up around him.
But how was, like, you guys' relationship? Were you guys still in contact?
Our relationship was, you know, it had its ups and downs.
Uh-huh.
I think... When you're far away, keeping in touch with a young child is difficult in general. Mm-hmm. So also like his communication slacked a lot, I'm not going to lie. And then as I got older, we started communicating more, especially when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And he would see me whenever he was in SA, which wasn't very often, probably like once every 2 years. And close to the time of his passing, we weren't speaking at all.
Yeah, I read in 2018... he tragically passed away.
Yes.
From suicide.
Yeah.
How did you feel when that happened?
Well, funny enough, at the time I felt nothing.
Really?
No, honestly, like the time I got the news, I felt nothing. Well, I thought I felt nothing because of the hurt that I experienced during the 3 or 4 years prior he passed on to us not communicating.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like he could have done better as a father, you know, stepped up his communication. I mean, we did have an argument, but... As an adult, I felt like it was his responsibility to also try and rectify the situation. And he never really did that, which made me feel like he didn't care. So when he passed on, I was like, why should I care about you when you never cared about me when you were alive?
Mm-hmm.
But literally 6 months down the line, I went through the worst depression. I had to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw like 3 different therapists because only then I was starting to process my feelings and understanding that even if someone hurt you when they were alive, doesn't mean that you cannot grieve them. So, yeah. That's what happened.
That's crazy.
Mm.
So he was not around. Was there another male figure at the house?
I had my uncles, but also my uncles obviously didn't live with their mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to see them holidays, but I had good relationships with my uncles. And I also had a relationship with my cousin slash brother, Uvuyo. He was a great big brother to me. Shame still is. Like, he was literally always there. So he played more of a brother role. Like, we'd joke around, we'd play. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel like I fully had a male father figure growing up. A lot of the women in my life had to step up and play the role of both mother and father. Like, my grandmother did that, my aunt did that, my mom did that, you know. Mm-hmm. They really held it down. And that's why I even say I had a great upbringing. I never actually felt the void of, oh, I don't have a dad. But obviously, when you see other kids with their dad, it's like, actually, where's my dad? You know?
It is like so similar to my story. Mm. I also never grew up with my father around me, but I never felt that void.
Yeah.
Like, I was raised by my mother and my grandmother too.
Mm.
So that's like a really similar story. Yeah, shout out to the queens. I think that's why I also have a certain respect for women, because like, when you're raised by just a woman, you actually get to see them in a different light.
Yeah.
Then you went on to start your... You started a company called Beauty and the Beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where does this entrepreneurial mindset come from?
It comes from home. Like, there's a lot of business people at home. A lot of the women that raised me were self-employed. Mm-hmm. Like, literally every single one of them had their own business. Only one of my aunts is employed.
Wow.
So business was something that I knew I wanted to get into from the moment I got my first paycheck from brand partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, from this day forward, I'm going to work for myself. I don't see myself being employed by anyone. So that's where it came from. And also just came from my love for makeup and wanting to create a space for women to engage and network, empower one another. While obviously, if you're an aspiring makeup artist, a beauty enthusiast, you can get some sort of tips and tricks on how to do your face. Even those ladies who know nothing about makeup and want an intimate and safe environment, hands-on environment to gain knowledge about beauty. I was like, okay, Beauty and the Beat Masterclass, this is what I'm going to do. So that's where the idea came from.
Okay. And then now, with great influence comes great power.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're using your influence in a positive manner?
I'd like to think so. I'd like to think that outside of everything, the noise, whatever, there's a lot of girls that come to me at the end of the day and they say, you have really taught me to break boundaries, you know, in terms of even inspiring young people who are terrified of being like at home. I don't want to go the traditional route. This is what I want to do. Showing that in them it's possible. Also just generally showing girls that it's possible as a young Black woman to be independent, you know, to chase your own at a young age and make a name for yourself. Showing them that, like, your dreams are valid, you know? I mean, who would have ever thought, like, I never ever thought I'd be where I am doing makeup. I mean, really, like, I was told things like, how are you going to make money from being a makeup artist? Mm-hmm. Oh, I just want to be makeup artist. You know, I was told all sorts of things by naysayers, some of them even in the family, you know? So I think I think my influence has been positive in terms of telling people to go get their own, especially young girls.
I think so, too, because you showed a lot of, like, girls, like, they don't have to do the same old thing. I don't have to be a vixen. I don't have to be, you know, there's a different outlet. And then you being, like, a digital, like, content creator, do you feel like you guys are respected by brands?
Yeah.
You're respected by corporates?
Yeah. Digital marketing is booming at the moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at how many celebrities are now doing campaigns when they first used to be like, I'm not an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all be doing campaigns, boo. Y'all be eating them influencer chicks. So, there's a lot of brands who, you know, are investing a lot in influencers. Yeah. Shout out to the brands for holding us down.
Mm-hmm.
And it is gaining respect. Obviously, it's not where I'd like it to be in terms of respecting people's rates. I think because there's so many content creators, there's micro, there's macro.
Mm-hmm.
Brands now have that advantage of exploiting people, especially the micro influencers who are desperate for a gig. And
okay, some people might be watching, asking themselves, what is micro? Can you explain us what is micro?
Micro is like influencers with a smaller audience. So if you're starting out, you have above 5,000, 10,000 followers, then you're a micro. Macro is the girls with a lot of followers on Instagram.
Macro.
Yeah, I guess. So yeah, it's this, there's still that we need to bridge that gap in terms of just having respect for our crafts in general. And that's the only thing that, that's something we can do as a community, you know, the moment we also are transparent about how much money there is to be made in the space. You know, I know it's very difficult to talk figures, but that's one of the ways. So yeah, the respect is there, but I feel like it could be better.
I liked one of the things that you did on social media. You put... You put brands, you exposed them, you put them on blast.
Yeah.
There was a time that they hadn't paid you your money. And then you went on Instagram and posted, hey, this brand, we're not going to mention the brands right now, but you mentioned all the brands that didn't pay you. And you should tell them, like, hey, I've been a nice guy. Well, nice woman, long enough, but pay me my money. And within 24 hours, they paid you all your money. And a lot of people were surprised that Mahlali experiences that situation. Child. And with her being, like, such a big brand influencer, how could she still be going through such?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you were so open to show people, because some people might not agree with the approach, but I felt it was very necessary to be an open book in that situation.
Can I please ask you something? Once you have sent letters of demands, what could the next approach be? I mean, if I was a gangster, I'd come to your house. But you know what I mean? So it just had to happen. It sucks when you are someone who respects your clients a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You respect your work. Mm-hmm. You put your everything into your job. You put out the good quality content. You try your utmost best to meet your deadlines. I mean, now I'm at a point where I have a team. There's people to pay. I have management on retainers, you know? So how could you possibly not want to pay me for the work that I've done? And also knowing very well that Umuntu is an ambassador, so it goes months of no payment. I was like, manje yabona, I'm being disrespected. So I got to a point where I was like, I can't take this anymore. But anyways, we cool now. No love. No hate, just love. Thank you, Mile, love.
So you got your paper. You guys are good now.
Yeah, we're good.
How has your experience been in the industry? You always hear the industry is fake. That is, people always say that, like, industry is fake. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel it's fake?
You know what? I think just like any space, you could be in corporate, in accounting firm. There's going to be fake people. There's going to be real people. There's going to be people who are maybe threatened by you. There's going to be people who don't wish you well. And there's going to be people who want to uplift you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it really depends on the people that you mix with. Maybe the industry is highlighted more because it is public in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. I don't have like that outlook on the industry's fake. I do have very big boundaries, though. I'm not easy to make friends with. I'm generally a nice girl. I'm a girl's girl.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to making friends, I try to, you know, assess character, because not everyone wishes you well. And I can't say it's an industry thing. Like I said, I think it's just general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually don't see with a lot of girls out there like that. You got it.
I keep to my day ones, man.
Another influence that you have like a very big influence on females in this country. Do you know that, actually? I don't know if you know. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be either way, maybe depending on how you see it. I saw a video of Nota saying his wife came up to him and asked him Who's who?
Nota.
He's like a very famous guy on the internet. He's a producer. He's been responsible for Questa's success, you know, in terms of like being the guy behind the scenes on certain things. But, you know, some other guys know him from just being an internet troll, you know.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, I saw a video from him.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying his wife came up to him and asked for wife allowance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this was attributed to her seeing a video of you saying,
yeah,
ladies, you are encouraging ladies that they need to get their wife or girlfriend allowance.
Yeah.
What is a sufficient girlfriend allowance for Mahlali?
Hold on. Uh-huh. So has no one else in the world spoken about an allowance? Y'all give me too much credit.
You are the number one. Aren't you the number one influencer?
Okay, let me just clarify something. Mm-hmm. I've never ever said put a gun to a man's head and say he must give you an allowance.
Mm-hmm.
That discussion was with Boy D was about how much, like, what has been your allowance from a man? There are men who believe in, okay, babe, I'm going to give you X amount a month. just for whatever you want to do it on. This doesn't mean that you don't work. Trust me, there's a lot of women who are working, getting their own, who just get spoiled by their man, you know? So I don't understand this whole thing of, ah, Michali Wena, you made my wife come. I mean, honestly, we all know that there's a lot of married women who get a certain amount of money from their husbands to maintain the household every single month. So what is the shock? And what's a sufficient girlfriend allowance for me? I don't necessarily have a figure, to be quite honest. I do work. I do make my own money. I'm very comfortable with the money I make. A man can walk into my life and walk out and not have any, like, not leave me feeling like, shake anything for me. So if a nigga wants to give me money, you can honestly give me what you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's your hard work, and I'd appreciate that. Oh, my baby's spoiling me.
Mm. It's 2000, fine.
I saw the kiss and I might as well. Wait, three days. I think the baby. So 7 is 75, but it's
me. But you said, but did you not say what is comfortable? you're capping. You said, no, but you're capping. You said whatever the guy is comfortable with. So, that's what I'm saying. Give us a sufficient figure. If 2,000 is not fine, what is, like, the bare minimum a guy can contribute to a Michali?
Are you trying to make me trend again?
I'm just trying to find out. Like, you see, another guy watching this, right, could be like, oh, 2,000 is cool. Because she said whatever I'm comfortable with. Let's say maybe a guy is a cop. A cop in South Africa earns, like,
10,000. That's what I'm saying. Like, it depends on your relationship and also your position. As you know, like, for example, if your boyfriend is a cop, you're not gonna expect, like, I don't know how much cops make, by the
way. They make like 15-20. Yeah, they make like 15-20.
Yeah, so I wouldn't expect like 150k a month from a cop, you know what I mean?
So how much is cool for me?
Hey, 2 million rand a month.
no, Michali, honestly.
Like, I'm not answering this question.
It's 2000, so guys, 2000 is not fine.
Like, yeah. It depends, because I feel like things like that you do from the heart. It's like, I'm trying to think, and I don't know. I don't think it's fair to say how much I expect.
Okay,
because I never expect.
Okay, does a cop send a chance with Michali? I'm afraid to take your bribes. You can see.
Does a cop send a chance with me? Yeah, I understand.
Does he? Does he? I guess I said no. I would like to know, like, what kind of attributes does a guy need to have for Michali to be like, I like him?
I love a good sense of humor. I love someone who's hardworking or ambitious. I love someone who is emotionally intelligent. What else can I say? Someone who's family orientated, that's very important to me as well, because I'm very family orientated. I come from a family, you know, where you like to keep it close. So I can't have someone who doesn't care about their family. What else do I want from a guy? Preferably someone who's taller than me. Been a height way too.
Short guys are suffering from all cylinders.
What else would I want in a partner? Someone who's God-fearing, preferably. I like it when our religious beliefs
Why do all women say they want the God-fearing? Like, listen, because. Every single situation, if I switched on a date my family right now, every single girl is I feel like that's like a prerequisite when a female says, this is what I like. They'll all say, I want a man that's God-fearing.
Yeah.
And then she's out there doing, I'm not saying you, but she's doing crazy stuff. She's dating a guy that's a gangster, that's like selling drugs. But like, I like him God-fearing. Like, why do, I feel like women just say that.
In God? Huh? What if my gangster believes in God? But too. They could be religious too.
Is it?
I'm not gangster. I'm not dating any gangster's child. But I don't know. I think obviously like some people might.
Okay, what is a God-fearing guy gonna do for you?
I like a God-fearing man because firstly, I come from a Christian home. I am Christian. And I like knowing that I'm going to have... You know what? Some people sometimes when they don't believe in the same things as you, they can make your religion a mockery. So I never want to be caught in a situation where I'm like to my partner, I'm going to church and then he finds that as a joke or he doesn't support me. And another reason why I want a God-fearing partner is so that when times are tough, we can both kneel down and pray. We can align, you know, because when one or two gather in his name, when two or more gather in his name, then powerful. So, yeah, I wouldn't want someone who doesn't share the same religious beliefs as me.
Who doesn't share the same?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
So, okay, no cops for you.
Please leave the
no,
cops.
No, that's what I'm saying with that. No cops for you. Like, yeah, like they should know.
Why the cops on it?
Oh, how about industry guys?
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm just wondering. I said I want to know you better today.
Okay, you know what? Firstly, I don't date people based on their occupation.
Okay.
If you're a good person and we have chemistry, yes, then I'm willing to give it a chance. So I can sit here and be like, I've been with someone my age, you know, mm-hmm, I've dated an industry guy. Yes, there may be some sort of traumas that contribute to me not necessarily wanting to go back there. Like,
oh, you dated an industry guy?
I did.
Wow, who's that?
A hunger. I will not be disclosing anyone's name.
I think everyone knows that.
I think we've all moved on.
I think everyone knows that.
They want peace in their life and so do I. So.
We had a conversation about that, actually. Our very first conversation. But we're not going to discuss that here.
Yeah,
but everyone knows who she did in the industry.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows.
I mean, put two and two together.
I'll stop it right now. You're so annoying. Yes, sis. But yeah, okay. So you know what? I think sometimes life, when you experience certain things, and it's unfortunate that now you now group everyone in that space under the same light.
Yeah,
you know?
You shouldn't. Yeah.
So yeah, I think, yeah, in terms of industry guys, I'm good. And I also really don't want to date people who are in the same space as me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd prefer not to. I like dating someone who far away, a guy who just puts on a suit and a tie and goes to work.
That's an interesting perspective. When I speak to other ladies, they're like, oh, man, I would like a guy that's in the industry because he actually understands my lifestyle. You know, I guess for you, it didn't work.
You can find people who respect and understand your lifestyle, but aren't in the same spaces. I think it depends on how open-minded the person is.
Most definitely. So you said you're still open with the industry as long as, like, you and the guy has chemistry, right?
Minang ya chola, I'm not open to anything.
No, I'm saying, oh yeah, chola.
Mm.
Oh, okay. I heard about it, actually. Now that we are there, we might as well just, like, address it, you know? I was figuring if I should go there or not, but you took us there, so I might as well, you know? I might as well, you know?
No,
I was just going to speak about YouTube and brand influencing, you know? Do you know we have a segment of the show? We have a segment on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Straightening.
Okay, what's that?
Straightening, where we straight things. We set the record straight on a couple of things.
Oh, hell no. I'm not doing that.
No, but I'm just saying we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do have a man. That's like... You,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you're straightening it out, like for guys to know that you have a man.
Yeah.
I believe you guys have celebrated... a year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all over social media, Michelle. It's not a secret. We all know about it. Congrats. Have.
Thank you.
How has it been?
The relationship, mm-hmm, has been great. I'm happy. He treats me like a queen, you uh-huh know. We really get along.
Mm-hmm.
I love my man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
No, I'm just...
She's even...
I'm not like, this conversation's going and it's going. And I'm just like, where is it going?
But you took it there, Mashadi. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also important that you just speak your truth on certain things. Like, I'm realizing you're a woman. No, honestly, no. Mm-hmm. Calm down. I'm with you. I'm mm-hmm with you. I've realized, like, with our conversations, like, you're a woman with substance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes if people don't actually hear where you're coming from in certain situations, people might get you misconstrued.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not on social media much, but from the stories maybe I heard, maybe I had a different perception of you. But me actually getting to speak to you, me hearing from you, I view you in a different light. And that's why I feel certain subjects are to be discussed and spoken about. And, like, there's nothing wrong with you being in a relationship, is there?
No, there's
nothing. You post your man, he's on your social media pages, you know? look at her face. You have, like, a blushing thing. And, like, oh, my God, where is he going? I believe you guys have matching tattoos, right?
We do.
Wow. Can I see his tattoo?
Yeah. Here it is. Let me take this off. He has a K. I have a Q.
Yo, can you guys close up on that? So you have a queue, and I assume the queue is for Queen.
100%.
He has a key.
For King.
Oh,
okay. King.
Oh, I thought it was Kimberly. King of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's beautiful. You, like, you look like and you sound like you're in love.
I am. You're making me grin like a fool. Oh my gosh.
Okay, there's a couple of things that I do want to clear up because people do want to know.
Okay, what do they want to know?
They want to know, obviously, there's a narrative out there, mm-hmm. right? That when you guys started dating,
yeah.
he was married. Is that true?
No. Well, I mean, obviously, because he's not divorced, like, legally, but...
That does take a long time for that to happen.
Yes, yeah. It's a long process, mm-hmm. you know? And I mean, I feel like we've seen celebrities go through... I mean, obviously, I have to make celebrities an example because it's known to the public. We've seen people who are have filed for divorce, whatever, but they still continue with their lives and they do get into relationships. So mm-hmm. that's the situation my partner and I are in. It is the reality of things and, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I... Was that so
hard? No.
Yeah, I think you made it clear.
But for also, people. The thing is, I also feel like there's no need. I mean, I've watched and I've let people say whatever they want because at the end of the day, I'm not going to be clarifying something that's not my situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dating him.
Okay.
You know? Everything else, I feel like I don't have a right to speak on because it's not my situation. If there's anyone who ever wants to clarify, it should be the parties who are involved in that situation.
But this situation, you are also involved. I asked about you being involved with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't ask the other questions, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you made it clear for people, because maybe there might be just
assuming... Yeah, but
assuming...
I mean, like, even generally clarifying things like, oh, is he still married? Like, not kicking that guy.
Yo. Yeah, but...
What does that mean?
I don't know what's... who told you Nagi Kenagai?
No, I mean, okay, never mind.
No, but do you know what that means? When Kenagai?
Yeah, where do I come in?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
why am I in it?
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm saying when Kenagai tabing, because obviously your name is in there.
Yeah.
You know? And unfortunately we are
but don't make me the face of a situation that has
I'm not.
To do
I'm
with
not
me.
But unfortunately,
no, I'm not saying you, I'm saying generally, public
cool.
perception has gotten to that.
And unfortunately, like, people would be interested in your work, obviously.
Yeah.
But we are living in a world where people are always interested in your personal life, unfortunately. Yeah.
They're more invested in the mess than they are in my work,
you
which sucks.
So? I don't think so. Do you know what type of people that we are as human beings?
Mm-hmm.
You can get comments. You can get literally now 1,000 comments. Oh, Mashali, we love you. Oh, Mashali, your work is amazing. Oh, Mashali, you're beautiful. Oh, Mashali. Hey, Mashali, you were doing this, nah, negative. That one is going to stick out. You're going to reply to the negative one. That's how human beings are. And I don't think, like, people just generally gravitate to only the negative side of
you. Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. I'll never take away from the fact that I get a lot of love. Like, shout out to my loves, because mm-hmm. I get a lot of positive comments and whatnot. But I feel like there was a period where I was constantly under attack, like negative comments, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's fine. People are entitled to their own opinions. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to throw a pity party for myself, you mm-hmm. know, like, sengihlulile. But it's difficult. I would never ever just focus on the negative had it happened once or twice, you know, if it's mm-hmm. a persisting and reoccurring thing, then yeah.
If I felt the negative overpowered the love you get, all these brands would never want to associate with you.
That's true. That's actually very true. And we'll child, they'll sign petitions and stuff. Because
oh,
of what we
sorry
think.
About that, guys. Should I put it on for you? No, I wouldn't know.
Okay.
This
worry,
is a podcast, guys.
It.
Things like that happen, you know? Let me see.
I think that's my earring telling us to move on to the next topic.
Oh, God. Okay, as we swiftly move on. Oh, no, I got one thing I also need to clarify.
Yeah.
One thing I need to clarify. Your, I don't know, friend, colleague, Zola,
mm-hmm.
apparently you guys are not friends no more and you unfollowed her
mm-hmm.
because she took a video of you when you were falling that is seems to be the narrative. She took a video of you when you were falling and put it on social media. Is that true?
When I was falling?
Yeah, apparently you fell down the stairs and she took footage of that.
I don't know about that.
I also don't. That's why I'm here to ask you to...
I don't know.
I told you, like, I went and searched Mahlali fully. Okay, why you guys...
When I was falling, okay. So conveniently, as I fell, Zola was there taking a
apparently.
Video. That's wild.
So what is the real truth?
Do you think that makes sense?
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't think it makes sense either.
Okay, so what is the actual truth? Why are you guys not cool
now? I'd rather not speak about it.
Okay, but you guys are not cool now.
I'd rather not speak about it.
Okay, guys, you guys can put two and two together, you know. We have a very smart audience here. As we swiftly move along, Mahlali, you were on 30, Forbes under 30. Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm.
How does one, like, how do you make it on that list? What's the criteria? Actually, congrats, first of all.
Thank you very much. So how to make it on the list? It's either you apply for it or you nominate it.
Oh, you apply for it.
There are people who apply to make it to the list. And obviously, it's a very long process of background checks, checking the work that you do. It's basically to acknowledge individuals in Africa who are under 30, making waves, being innovative in their space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of like pioneers of the industry, I guess. So, yeah, how I made it onto the list, I was nominated. I was very surprised because I never, ever, ever thought Forbes acknowledges creatives. I mean, if you think Forbes, you think some don't engineer, someone who's doing crazy things in mining. You never, ever think like they'd acknowledge. And not to undermine my craft, but it's just, I've just never seen
it. You are like kind of like your first in your craft, so...
You know yeah, but I never really thought that they pay a lot to entertainment, you know, because of how corporate and how formal the magazine has been positioned. I don't know. That's just how I always looked at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got nominated and it was a whole process of submitting a whole bunch of paperwork. And they obviously go through everyone. And
does this include like your bank balance?
No. It doesn't include your bank.
Because people
balance.
Think Forbes, they think like, money. Oh, money, no, like you are making a certain bracket
no,
of money.
No, I don't, it has not, Forbes 30 under 30 has nothing to do with money. Forbes, there are Forbes billionaires. Yes, that has to do with money. You have to be a billionaire to make it to Forbes billionaires. There's things like Forbes 10 richest people in Africa, you know, that has to do with money. But in terms of 30 under 30, it's simply about people who are younger than 30 having an impact in their space.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's nothing to do with
a lot of
I
people,
never had to send
a lot
my
people,
bank
a lot,
banking details.
Oh,
I
a lot of people.
Bank statements.
A lot of people are under the impression like they actually count up your assets and they know how much money you're
people
making.
People are like, oh, you're rich, rich. I was like, hold on.
But you make a lot of money.
I work.
Yeah, you're making a lot of money. You don't even got to be humble about it. Oh, and it's beautiful to see a woman
Thank
make
you.
A lot of money for herself.
Thank you so much.
How much money are you making?
I know.
Is it lucrative for someone to become like a digital creator? Is it?
Yeah, guys. The
do you
the,
get paid monthly?
The influencer space has a lot of money. Look at it this way: a lot of brands have moved away from traditional marketing. Mm-hmm. Where are they now talking to? What is that?
What if they?
Oh, hey.
What if they tow your car?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't park there. You're
you
right.
You parked on the road.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Do you have like someone that like it's like a mentor to you, or you know what I'm saying? Or this is like something that's all comes to you naturally.
I don't have a mentor at the moment, but I really want one.
Because there's no blueprint to what you did, or maybe did you study people like maybe overseas?
I studied. There's a lot of girls that I followed abroad that I studied.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, I learned a lot just from working. Like. I had to navigate the business side of it from creating emails and acting like my own PA or my own manager. Like, hi, kind regards Brenda. Like, who the hell is Brenda? People then ask for, like, your rates, a thumbsuck rates. Like, yo, how much do you think I should charge? At Google, how much do influencers charge for a YouTube video? And like, yeah, this one's too much. Let me make it this amount. Uh-huh. So I had to learn the tricks of the trade. And also, I think my course at Vega really, really helped. Studying brand strategic communications helped me so much.
You said that so fast. Like, say that
am I
again.
Talking too fast?
No, that just that specific
oh,
part. Because I want people to like actually, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying like I'm studying.
Yeah, you study. You said they must go to Vega and study.
Yeah, strategic brand communications.
Oh.
Like that helped me so much in terms of the business side of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Because Vega's ahead of their time as well. So a lot of the stuff that I was
Vega throw a bag. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they really are. At the time when I was studying, I was actually. sort of my assignments, some of my assignments were campaigns that I was doing with brands.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it helps to get background knowledge so that you can also know how to just structure your business and being able to have the right conversation in boardrooms, you know? Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the creative work is great, but you also need to have more knowledge.
Okay. Out of all social media, they're obviously all important, but mm-hmm. where do you navigate the most? Where is the business flowing easier through? Is
Instagram.
It Instagram.
Yeah, that's where I'm getting most of my money.
Why?
I have the biggest audience on Instagram. And also, Instagram is very much about people eating with their eyes. I work with a lot of brands that are more lifestyle. So Instagram makes more sense in terms of content creation.
Mm-hmm.
And also short videos. You guys know Reels are very much in now. So that's what a lot of brands are investing in, like quickly getting the message out. My engagement is very high on Instagram. So yeah, Instagram happens to be my platform. But then also there's YouTube as well, which is AdSense. And then also like product placement on YouTube. But in terms of long form videos, short form is doing much better.
For you?
General.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's different type of platforms, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're all not doing the same thing. I mean, look at YouTube. They have YouTube Shorts.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. So then Twitter is just, it's just nonsense. Is that where people are just talking rubbish?
Yeah. Twitter, I mainly used to also market my platform, Malachite. Like, whenever I'm trending, I'll be like,
okay, let us know about Malachite.
So Malachite is an online beauty platform, the most reliable in SA. If you are looking for any beauty service, be it a barber, a nail technician, a masseuse, you want to get a facial at home, you want to get a wax. It doesn't even have to be at home. You can find the person nearest to you. It's just an online convenient platform that I came up with the idea quite some time ago, but then I decided that I want to launch it during lockdown because... Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who took a knock to their businesses during the time, especially people who are necessarily essential services.
Mm-hmm.
So just to empower those people, I was like, you know what, this is a great platform to ensure that people are still making their money, you know, because people got to eat. So, yeah, that's when Malachite started, very close to my heart. If you haven't checked out Malachite, please do, guys.
Where do they check it out?
So www.malachite.co.za.
Oh, presenter vibes. You could be a presenter, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're saying you get waxes. Can guys go for waxes?
Yeah, you can. I mean, there are guys who wax.
Like their chest and like
their... Anyway.
For real?
Mm.
Damn, niggas.
Try it out.
No.
Try it. I'll give you a free Malachite treatment.
Okay, so what would happen in my free Malachite treatment? What happens?
When they wax you, they first put baby powder to make sure that you're not oily so that the wax grips your hair nice.
They put baby powder away.
Anyway that you accept.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Because that counts for a lot, yeah.
And then they apply the wax and rip it off. And apply the wax and rip it off until you're smooth as a baby's bum.
I'm not rocking bikinis. I don't need no, like, wax. For a guy, I don't know. I don't think it's the same concept.
Really?
Do guys actually come through to you guys for...
I don't know. I'm sure there's therapists who do wax guys. I've definitely heard of therapists who have wax guys. But I don't really know about these clients, the ladies or guys. My main purpose is just to push their profiles. You know, whoever tags me, I repost that.
I'm so curious, like, how much does an average, obviously you are like the upper echelon, do you know what I'm saying? What is the average digital creator, like, what do you think they're making monthly? Because maybe someone might be looking and it's like, I want to get into this, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. How much do content creators make on average, guys? Like 30K a month, yeah, like...
So you guys can do the math. If a normal content creator is making like 30 a month, so you can like maybe times Mashali's one by like five, and then maybe I didn't say it, but that's where you get. That's a ballpark. That's how you also end up on the Forbes 30 under 30. You know what I'm saying? I know she was not going to give you all the info, but I am for the people. I'm for you guys. LTO will always share the news that you guys want to find out. I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Mithali, thank you so much for coming. Grace us with your presence. You're doing, like, amazingly well. Please keep on doing what you're doing and inspiring a lot of young girls. I think a lot of girls do need role models, especially working, like women that are working, because I mean, there's nothing wrong with being like a housewife, chilling at the crib, you know what I'm saying, taking care of the kids. But I think it's really important to also have women that are inspiring other women to get to the bag, to be their own boss, you know. And I think you're doing that very well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for watching, guys.
Altita Podcast. Yo, I need to say, guys, we back every single week now. Like every Tuesday, 3 p.m., we are back every week from now.
We out.